Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. Steve, I'll throw it to you first.
Going to give a shout-out to the Pelicans for all the issues that they've had. They've done a good job in drafting young players. Eve Missy now has been nominated to the Rising Stars game during All-Star Weekend. And this is the sixth straight year now a Pels player has been selected for that game. Dating back to 2020, you had Zion Williamson, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Nicolo Melli. 2021, Zion again, then Nikhil Alexander-Walker again. In 22, it was Herb Jones, 23, Alvarado, Trey Murphy, 24, Jordan Hawkins, Dyson Daniels. And this year, Eve Missy making it to that Rising Stars game. So Pels doing a good job of stocking the cupboard with talent. Now can we just keep the guys healthy?
Yeah, good luck with that. Charlie?
I think he's kind of hitting the rookie wall at this point, guys, early in January. And, you know, hopefully he kind of picks it up later on. But just what we saw from him in December, the rookie of the month, well-deserved from being named to the Rising Stars Challenge. Guys, I'm going with the Brandon Ingram update today from Mark Stein, national NBA reporter. He said, quote, "I'm told Toronto has emerged as a team to watch when it comes for comes to Ingram. It remains to be seen whether the Raptors become more than that. Where Ingram is concerned, but the mere suggestion of a potential Raptors interest is the most significant development in weeks when it comes to New Orleans forward who earned his lone all-star berth during the 2019-2020 season." So Toronto, the first team to kind of throw their hat in the ring for potentially trading for Brandon Ingram. You heard during the Sports Flash, Mike, we interviewed Bobby Marks a couple weeks back, and I asked him about what kind of the general vicinity, like what package the Pelicans could expect in a return from Brandon Ingram, and he said at least a first-round pick, which I would be happy with, guys, because this is a guy that's on
okay,
an expiring deal.
Are you expecting anything more than that?
Maybe a young player, potentially. You're going to have to figure out how to make salaries work in a deal
that,
with Toronto.
Yeah, that was what I was going to throw at you.
So, you know, it might be a salary dump for them where you get a young player and a first-round pick as well. That's kind of the ideal scenario at this point. He's on an expiring contract. We know that he didn't extend this offseason. That was very, you know, heavily talked about by us and other people around the Pelicans organization, that they didn't want to hand him the max contract extension that he was looking for. Now he's been out for basically a month and a half at this point with an ankle sprain, guys. And this has been a trend with Brandon Ingram. Whenever he gets injured, he sits out weeks longer than you anticipate him to. It's just, I don't want to say it's gotten too toxic, but it's kind of getting toxic at this point. So moving on from him, he's not going to re-sign here. Getting something for him ahead of the deadline would be a big deal. And just at this point, it feels like Toronto is the first team to throw their name into the hat. We're 9 days away from the trade deadline, and we'll keep you updated as this process goes. But do not expect Brandon Ingram to be on this team past February 6th.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. I think you got to move him. What you get back in return, that's the big question mark. And I was listening to Mike Kafka talk today, and I was telling this to Charlie Long off the air that I remember this a few years back. Zach Strief and I, we eating supper one night after one of the Silver Slipper casino shows, and he was telling me about Mike Kafka. You know, he's 4 years older than Mike. Mike came out in 2010, and, you know, Zach was in the 2006 draft. They both went to Northwestern. And Kafka was the quarterback there. And Zach was, Mike, I'm telling you, one day, Mike Kafka is going to be a head coach in the National Football League. I was like, okay. At that time, he was the, I think, quarterback coach, maybe passing game coordinator with the Chiefs. We all know Andy runs the show, so to speak. But it's so funny to think back then, Zach made that call that I think he's going to get an opportunity. He gets an interview with the Saints. I think he's still a long shot to get the job, but it does give you a look into a guy that I think somewhere down the line is going to be a head coach and given that opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL. And I remember Zach telling me Mike, I'm telling you, he's smart. He's a great leader. He understands this game very well. And he said, I'm not just telling you that because he went to Northwestern, but I think that was partially the story because they both went. And that was the connection there. But Zach talking about the eventuality with Kafka, I think about this is 3 or 4 years ago. And look, you know, he gets his real first interview with the Saints.
Right, because you said it happened when he was in Kansas City under Andy Reid's offensive staff. I think he was like a quarterback's coach. And then he goes to New York. He becomes the OC in 2022. Kafka, and then you also mentioned Weaver as well, Mike, two guys that are both kind of new to the process, the interviewing process for head coaching openings, and, you know, maybe they won't get the Saints job this cycle and they'll be left out, but they're two guys to keep an eye on for the future, getting their head coaching opportunities eventually.
Yeah, I know I'm getting to be an old pops in this business because, I scouted Anthony Weaver when he came out of Notre Dame when he was a defensive lineman there. And now he's a young guy in this business now, and he does have success when you look at how he's coached with both the Ravens and the Dolphins.